With every word, I had Adrian in mind. And not just Adrian, but everyone I knew who was going through hell on earth and didn't understand why. If you've read any of my other books, you might notice that this one has a very different tone. I often use humor in my writing because life is so serious. I believe God loves it when we laugh. But you might notice I don't use much, if any, humor in this book. That's because, honestly, my mood was much different when I wrote it. I wanted to wade into some of the deeper issues we grapple with in life and face some of the questions we often don't like to talk about. After I finished the first draft of the manuscript, I gave it to Adrian to read. I explained that it was for her. She took the manuscript home and read the whole thing in one sitting. The next day, when she walked into the office, she didn't speak. Instead, we hugged, we cried, and then we hugged again. It was a long time before we talked about the loss of her child, and it was even longer before I told anyone about this manuscript. For years, it sat silently on my computer, stored in an obscure file, mostly forgotten. Then, years later, when I received some bad news about my daughter's health, I decided to pull out that manuscript and look at it again, this time for myself. Oddly, the words I had written for Adrian helped soothe my own soul. After praying about it, I decided to show the manuscript to my publisher. Their editors felt the depth of my emotion in the words on the pages, and they believed that this message might be helpful to others. So I dove back into the manuscript. I updated it some, expanded it. This book is the result. Just to be clear, this book is not for everyone. If you're living the dream and you're on a spiritual high, stop and praise God for His goodness. I celebrate with you. But honestly, this book probably isn't for you, at least not in this season of your life. This book is for those who are hurting, for those with doubts, for those afraid that their faith may be failing, for those whose world has grown dark. On the other hand, if life is closing in on you, if your faith feels stretched to the breaking point, then this book is for you. As you read it, I hope you'll have the courage to enter with me into some of the pain of this world. I hope you will understand why I wrote this with a more serious and reflective tone. I hope you will venture out to the edges with me and wrestle with some of the questions Christians are often afraid to ask. I hope you discover the depths and riches of God's grace that only the valleys of life can reveal. This book is first for my good friend Adrian, but this book is also for anyone who is hurting and doesn't understand why. Introduction. When you want to trust, but life won't let you. I want to believe God cares about me. I really do, she told me, wiping tears from under her darkened, bloodshot eyes. Under the harsh, fluorescent lights of the hospital corridor, Marcy barely resembled the vibrant girl I remembered, that kid I'd watched grow up in our youth group at church. When she was a teenager, Marcy was outgoing, fun-loving, and full of life, even as she was growing more and more serious about her faith, coming early to youth group and staying late. No one loved to worship and talk about God more than Marcy. Then, in her early 20s, Marcy met Mark, a great Christian guy with a charismatic personality. They fell in love practically overnight, marrying almost a year to the day after they met. Mark's dynamic personality served him well, helping him land a great sales job. Before long, he was making more money than most other professionals his age. They bought their dream home, and as Mark and Marcy served God together at our church, they just knew life couldn't get any better. But then it did. After just 2 months of trying, they learned they were pregnant with their first child. When beautiful little Chloe was born, my wife Amy and I joined Mark and Marcy at the hospital to thank God for His blessings. Celebrating with them was amazing, all of us thanking God for this wonderful family that He was growing in His presence. Back then, none of us could see even a hint of cracks around the foundation of their lives. But as the years ticked by,